You're on 981 2NM, and health is certainly at the forefront of our minds at the moment. Joining us to have a chat about how our digital health can support the healthcare system is Dr. Andrew Roachford. Andrew, how are you this morning?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. How important is, the digital part of things to our health in this day and age?
Well, I mean, as with a lot of different industries, you know, we're seeing that technologies and innovations can start moving us towards a place where we've got more efficient and effective ways to do things, and healthcare is no different, especially at a time right now where, you know, obviously one of our biggest challenges globally is our health. And so when it comes to, you know, being able to implement technologies like, you know, a digital medical record or your My Health record, telehealth, electronic prescriptions, all of these innovations mean that we can have a healthcare system that allows us to remain connected to our healthcare providers. Allows our healthcare providers to be more efficient with their time and more effective with their decision making, and ultimately, you know, creates a better, more connected healthcare system that results in better outcomes.
Andrew, we're now in a place where vaccinations are more important than ever before, and there's a lot of discussion about who should have what, when they should have it, age groups, all that sort of stuff. Did you ever think that keeping track of digital health records could be ever more important than they are right at the moment?
Yeah, and I think, you know, for a very long time that, you know, those that have been, you know, working very hard to improve these technologies have known that there are, you know, there will come a time when people recognise just how effective, you know, these types of innovations can be. But I don't think anyone could have predicted that a global pandemic, the need to have that information at our fingertips, whether it's, you know, for your healthcare team being able to decide, you know, based on your allergies or your coexisting conditions about, you know, which vaccines and how you can be eligible for those vaccines, right the way through to, you know, having a record of your COVID-19 vaccination that you'll be able to carry with you in your pocket, you know, on the My Health record and one of the apps to be able to show that in the future. Because for us to get back to normality, you know, these are the types of things that we're going to need, and we need them to be, you know, effective and efficient.
This becomes essential, especially when you hear countries talk about health passports, for example. You might not even be able to get into other parts of the world without having this information.
Absolutely, and I think that that's realistic. You know, the devastating lockdowns and restrictions that have had to be put in place, you know, it means that, you know, once we do start getting, you know, a broader vaccination level throughout the community, that knowing who is and who isn't vaccinated is just the reality of us being able to do things like travel the world, like, you know, get back to, you know, live events and sport and you know, art and music and all of these things that we love. And I think that putting it in a place where we can have it really efficiently and effectively, you know, being able to be shared, just means that it's not going to impact our life, but it will become something that we're used to.
Andrew, when we talk about sharing that information, and certainly when My Health Record first came about, a lot of people were really concerned about the privacy of their records. How can we reassure them of that?
Well, the understanding that your health information and everyone's individual health information is one of the most valuable things that you have is not overlooked. And obviously, those that are involved in maintaining and continually updating the security around the My Health record and any online digital innovations is a priority. And I think that you also need to understand that if you jump onto your My Health record and link it up, and there's 23 million of us that have a My Health record, and you just have to link up your MyGov account through the myhealthrecord.gov.au website to be able to gain access. If you keep your contact details up to date, what that means is any activity that occurs in your My Health record, you'll be notified of. And so whether you've got your healthcare team, you know, adding information or accessing your record, you are the one that's in control of seeing when that occurs. And I think that that's important for people to understand. It's your My Health record. It's not the government's. It's not your healthcare workers. It's yours. Jump on and take control of that and start to see the benefit.
Dr. Andrew Roachford, that is really reassuring. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on 2NM to talk about it.
My pleasure. Have a great day.